BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, the Stanley Cup playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Oh, hello, and welcome to the Ramon Foster Show, starring number 73 in your program, number one in your hearts.
That's always good right there, man. That always got me going. That's always a good one right there.
All that's missing is like the monster truck echoes.
You know? Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I was waiting on this one. I'll be honest with you. I was anticipating a Monday, first day of the week, whatever you want to call it, man. A lot of questions. We got some answers. A rebuttal from the one named Kenny, also a little backhanded, also in the end of that. But I'd be a little backhanded too if this situation unfolded the way it has for me, too.
I hear you. I hear you. But I first want to hear the bell.
Hold up, because we're gonna be cool on this one, DK. Let me throw these on real quick.
Oh, it's gonna be a cool Papa bell.
It's gonna be a cool Papa bell. Just
anybody who doesn't catch that reference, cool Papa bell is a legend. The Negro Leagues,
is
a baseball Hall of Famer, the best nickname in sports history. And no, we're not going to get started down that road. But there's only one cool Papa Bell.
It is, and I cannot touch him, DK. I got one that's really good though. I got a comment that's really. If you've ever watched The Wire, there's this famous scene where Michael K. Williams is walking down the projects, and everybody's yelling, "Omar coming!" Yep,
I love it. Yeah. That's actually really funny. No, I've heard great things about it. I've never seen it.
Oh, you love The Wire, man. We're not here to talk about that. We're talking about what Omar coming means, man. What it looked like for him to walk down your alleyways, DK. Before we dive deeper into Justin, I just want to say real quick, too. Mm-hmm. Deontay wanted out. Sent him to Carolina. Don't know what their quarterback and team situation looks like, right? Tukes not re-signed and not retained. Kenny wants to go somewhere, and they sent him to one of the few places where he'll get minimum playing time. Be careful what you ask for sometimes, okay? Because, like I said, Omar coming is essentially – what it is. AB, same situation. Wasn't AB in that moment right there. But be careful what you ask for sometimes. And AB turned into a Super Bowl ring, so he won in the end, right?
Exactly. There's I don't know that there's anything over the past week, despite the flurry of activity between, you know, the entire changing of the quarterback room. The signing of Patrick Queen, which I feel has really gotten lost in all of this. And it's such a great thing, you know? It's such an upbeat thing, I think, for the Steelers to have landed what I feel is the premier player at the position of greatest need. This normally would have been something we would have been talking about, Moan, for 2 weeks straight, right?
Carried it on, right, DK?
Unbelievable. We would have been, let's get into Patrick Queen this, Patrick Queen that, you know? And it's like, and now it's like he barely even gets a mention. And it's a really, really, really big deal.
But that's been the story of the defense, I feel like, for the last 2 years. Other than the significant playmakers, it's like, well, the biggest conversation is, what is the offense going to do? When are y'all going to help the defense, at least from my narrative? So, yes.
Yeah, this idea that the Steelers are doing something completely new and revolutionary with getting rid of players who are discontented – Moan, correct me if I'm wrong, but when did the volunteers not hostages thing come about? When did that come about?
A while back. I think we're talking about over 10 years or more, DK, when it comes down to that. We want volunteers, not hostages.
And it really hit the headlines with Le'Veon Bell and then LeGarrette Blount. The moment these guys, you have to understand, this is not new. This is not an Omar thing. When someone says, I want out. What is the head coach's reaction?
He's going to oblige you. All right, cool. You don't want
to. There's a door.
It's hard for me to get you to work for me if you don't want to be here. I told you a story. We had a guy in camp, I'm talking about a high upside, a good enough upside to where he could have helped us in camp. He decides one day in the middle of training camp, hey, I'm done. And we tried to talk him back into it and also told Coach, no, man, he don't mean that right now. And Coach said, hey, if y'all got to beg a man to stay in this building, he can't do nothing for you because the moment something goes the other way, we lose them anyway. So let's just lose them now, essentially, is what it was.
Yeah, this is why. I mean, this is, I see a lot of things that I like over the past week. Number one, with a bullet, being Patrick Queen. Okay. I've seen some other signings that I've liked, I've seen some acquisitions that I've liked. I just, what I don't see is something that's this transformational, revolutionary. They're no longer the Steelers anymore. They're doing. Come on. I mean, you tell them, Owen, you were in there for 11 years.
It's just a little bit louder now, is what it is.
And that's what it feels like. Yeah.
And again, you're moving into a new space. You're post the franchise quarterback, meaning Ben's not there anymore. So the stability of winning and the stability of what you knew isn't in the building anymore. And that goes for a lot of the older guys, too. And I'm sure, unless they directly find their guy behind Cam or TJ or Alex or Minka, these will be the same type of conversations when you have a huge void like that. But this has been the operation for the most part, man. It's just that I'll say this too, and I think this is the most important part of it for me, DK, is the offense had more senior leadership and more veteran leadership when it comes down to these types of moves. We're talking about two quarterbacks. We never had to have that type of move, right? Like,
right.
We got to think, it's guys like Mike Adams that got moved on. Marcus Gilbert got moved on when I thought there was still more in him. Kelvin Beecham, Willie Colon, Max Starks. Like, I'm just naming guys, Weldy Moore, Willie Parker was gone quick. So the idea that you keep them and they're yours forever is not true. It's just that now you either get rid of guys with a contract that's expiring and they don't get an opportunity in their career in Pittsburgh. Because of, I've seen one thing I've always said about the Steelers is the conversation of guaranteed money, right? And I've told you before, it's not many times that Pittsburgh signs their own and they don't at least make it to the end of that contract or almost the end, the last year of it. Say what you want. Cortez Allen got most of his. Lamar Woolley got most of his.
Pounce. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. I
got all of his.
Look, everybody always. What we're getting to now is, okay, we're transitioning, moving over. Get them up out of here if you don't want to be here. I get it. It looks new. It's weird watching this team be like this. But here's the thing. Be like Mel. Okay, real quick. Be like Mel. Team is unrecognizable, unrecognizable, and uncomfortable being uncomfortable. To get what you want out of this team, finding the right quarterback.
Actually really good.
That's why I started, DK. Finding the quarterback is number one. Finding the right pieces to surround your really good players, Cam, Minka, TJ, Alex, right? They done somewhat of that. You got Alex Quinn, you got Deshaun, right? And you got other guys. You brought back Montrevious, right? And then you
went JPJ, don't leave out JPJ. He's on a road. I'm not saying he's there yet, but he's on a road to something special.
But Mel brings it up. It's unrecognizable because it has to be this way right now until you find the pieces that's going to work. We're trying to still find, to me, stability. And I think mostly offensively. And the best thing about that is you went out and got some pieces that actually mean something. Deshaun Elliott signing is bigger than I think we're going to know. And we'll see that during the season. But the Patrick Queen, the money tells you everything you need to know about that. But his level of play is also on tape for you to see, too. So you got pieces in place that supports what you're trying to do. It's just, as Mel said a second ago, it's unrecognizable. And you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable with these moves that are being made. Even the quarterbacks, DK. We ain't even mentioned his name. And we're almost 9 minutes in.
And you know what? I'm actually okay with that. Okay? Because what ends up happening is these subjects become so overwhelming and repetitive, and then the comments become the same and whatever else. And then what ends up happening is then you, the person doing the show or writing the article or whatever it is, get accused of, oh, you just turned the page, they're gone, and whatever else here. Okay, fine, let's do that. I want to talk about inside linebacker. I want to talk about Patrick Queen, and I want to talk about the impact that he has. A reader of mine.
Yeah.
of DK Pittsburgh Sports had a great comment to this effect. Said, if you think about the Steelers defense right now, what's exciting about it, what might be the most exciting thing about it, is that there is a legit top-tier talent at each level. Please explain to our viewers here, Moan, what that means and why it matters.
That means there's a level of play that you can look to directly and say, this is how we play moving forward. That's what that does. When Cam lines up on the line of scrimmage, you got Keanu Benn and Montrevious Adams watching him. When there's a young player, Nick Herbert, they got to go in and substitute for Alex and TJ. You got a high-caliber guy to mark your game after. Minka. These are the things that are most important when you say we got players at each level, meaning at any moment in time, you're not free as a team, especially offensive. Let's say you're playing against the Bengals, right? Mm-hmm. I saw that comment right there. You're playing against the Bengals. Just because you make it through past the first level doesn't mean you're going to get past the second and third level. That's what it does. It reassures you that you're going to have the ability to make plays because you got playmakers at every stop pit when it comes down to the defense or offense too. Now, again, figuring out what's going to happen with the wide receiver position is very important to me. George Pickens on a solo mission and with him and Pat Freiermuth is a little different, right? So that's where you kind of say to yourself, all right, we'll see what the offense turns moving forward. But, DK, it's uber important to have playmakers. Those are the ones that, for you Madden players out there, those ex-players and stuff like that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Ex-players. Those are the ones you're always highlighting and going at. I just feel like the Steelers need – and understanding that the cap isn't unlimited, even with the fact that you're not paying a quarterback and the fact that you're, you know, got the additional $30 million in cap space. I look at this defense right now and I see to myself that, okay, big asterisk, got to be healthy. And if Cam were anything close to what Cam expects of himself next season, okay, just his own expectation, then you're talking about a defense that can come at you from so many different directions, so many different components, mm-hmm. that the opponent mm-hmm. now, when they study your defense and how to beat it, is just going to go, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
I see so much. I see stardom at some spots. I see a solidifying effect. For example, I don't know that Alex Highsmith is a star in the league. Okay. I know he had the 14 sacks, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get what
you're saying. Not someone you notice every other snap. Okay.
You're going to say the dude on the other side of TJ until he really do that again and again.
And yeah, it's a matter of splash and so forth. I look at this and I say that this defense can be the story of 2024. I think it's better equipped to become the story of 2024. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm
offense is
100%.
Am I over inflating?
I would say it's a little air in that one because this is the reason.
All right.
Here's the reason why. Russ and Justin, since 2021, that level of play I think has been somewhat hesitant on what our expectations are. I think the rookie year, we thought, what with Kenny, man, we want to see him grow. And then second year, you say to yourself,
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, we need to see this, and we got our hopes up. As far as the preseason goes, like, man, we got our guy. And then you realize, not the guy. At least one of the two between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. I go Russ first. You know there's playmaking ability in him. You know he's carried a team the entire 16, 17 games himself. You know his ability to make plays. You know these things. And if you have the ability to let Justin grow behind him, then you say to yourself, to compliment that defense, DK, to compliment it, you say they're going to be a dangerous team. That's it comes together.
Yeah, you've got it. I mean, we've seen that over the past couple of years. If you can't do anything offensively, it's going to be it's going to be something that drags you down. We saw that through the first half of last season.
And that's why I think the bigger story will be, when is the offense going to catch up? Remember, we went through this era. I mean, we're talking about 2010 to 2014. Remember when the defense was really good and they were about to age themselves out, and then the offense got good and the defense got young and had to catch up. I'm hoping, for the sake of this group, that they come together, even if it's without Cam, because Cam is the most senior guy. And this may take 2-3 years to really round this thing up.
That makes me sound like I really want a defensive lineman in the first round, even though I don't know that they're there. Mr. CJ brings up a great point here, says that, and I should remind myself of this every time I blurt it out. You know, haven't had an inside linebacker since Ryan Shazier. I say it all the time, okay? The fact is that trio that Omar Khan so impressively assembled last season of Elandon Roberts, Quan Alexander, and Cole Holcomb was very much an answer for the position. It was an unconventional answer. It was a non-star type of approach to filling the position, but it really worked until two of the three went down. And even then, Elandon was hanging on by a thread.
Yeah,
in the Buffalo game.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. They had it together. I'm hoping Elandon comes back and really dive into what they got going on, man, as far as his role, because he played a significant role, dog, and absolutely loved it.
You like Deshaun Elliott, don't you? Rob Thomas does too here.
I do. There's one play that's circulating right now on social media. I think it was Zeke or Tony Pollard trying to get into the end zone. He simply grabbed, I think, Tony Pollard.
I saw it. He willed him out of the end zone. Yes.
His issue ain't play. His issue is staying on the field, okay? And he's got the right team to go to, because Coach T going to take care of him as a veteran. Training camp, he going to have to show and prove, okay? Probably about the first week or so in training camp as far as Deshaun Elliott's concerned. But his ability to pop and team up with Mika and be a bang-bang play at safety for both of those guys, I'm talking about, DK, is crucial. The best Mika we saw, Minka's been great, okay? But our first introduction into Mika was San Francisco, 2019.
Magic.
He was playing off the ball.
Didn't know the playbook.
He was playing off the ball, right? For the most part. Johnny on the spot, knocking balls loose, creating fumbles, being able to be free and do his thing. Deshaun Elliott helps him in that world right there.
That's really, really good to know. This is going to be something that we end up talking about a lot this summer here on the Patrick Queen Show. It's going to be, the Queen looks good playing next to Roquan Smith. Without Roquan, he's going to have a big down year. I have seen this sentiment expressed a lot in the past couple of days, mostly by Baltimore fans.
Facts.
Okay. But I also have seen statistics that strongly support that Queen actually broke out in the 2022 season. And his numbers, and there's some splash in there, there's also 100-plus tackles.
Yeah,
almost look like an old school inside linebacker, and that the tackle count is really high. After the Devin Bush thing, and after all the things that have gone wrong post Devin Bush, I know it's a new generation. I know you have to have your inside linebacker in coverage constantly. They have to cut off screen passes and all that other stuff, sideline to sideline. I just want somebody who can tackle. Somebody who can just bring a body to the ground.
You know why I'm going to dismiss this comment? Keep it up there for a second, because I love it. You know why I'm going to dismiss this? You know why? Robert Spillane. He's a way better Robert Spillane. And we saw Robert Spillane make himself a career, so much so that Antonio Pierce loves him in Vegas, right? And yes. We got a guy that's somewhat better than
had himself a nice year too. And we never talked about it. Had himself a nice year in Las Vegas. Really did.
Yes. And I ain't comparing one to the other. But here's the thing. We've been searching for that side-to-side linebacker for a while, other than Miles Jack as of late. And those dudes have netted zero as far as their ability to stick around, their ability to be that good, and their ability to be the guy that's been the missing void up the middle of this team. Right. And that right there, Devin Bush is heading to Cleveland. We looked for that guy who's good in space, that guy that can side to side, that dude that can, hey, we need him in coverage. Hey, if this wasn't a family network, I'd curse. Okay, DK, but it's kids listening. Okay, miss me with that. I'm telling you, you need a guy that is a presence up the middle. Does his cover skills need to be good? Yes. But the ability on this defense that we saw in Minnesota about 2 years ago, see ball, get ball, not getting moved out of the gap, having an ability to be downhill presence like a Landon Roberts was this year, who's a bit younger than a Landon Roberts, those are the things that this team has been missing. You can put a safety, Deshaun Elliott, in that role to be your side-to-side. We talked a lot this year about three safeties, and you still have one linebacker. The thing is, the quality of that one linebacker hasn't been a Patrick Queen level. So I'm with you on the idea that he might not be the same person without Roquan Smith. But you also need a guy that's, like Patrick Queen.
That's kind of understandable, okay? That's like taking, since we brought it up already in the show, that's like taking Highsmith, putting him on another team, and expecting him to be the same player that he is opposite TJ. It's nuts.
There's nothing you can
do unless the Steelers go and get Roquan Smith, too. There's nothing else you can do on that front. However, if you think about Queen's skill set,
yeah,
and his own strengths, what are Landon Roberts' strengths?
Downhill tackler, right?
Downhill tackler. That's it. He wants to do the dirty work.
Can't wait to.
Okay? He's eager to do the dirty work for you. He wants this in life. Okay? Great. Let him go get it. Give Mark Robinson a chance at it. If Robinson, think about this. What's Robinson's strength? Same thing. What did Landon tell me in Baltimore? I look at him and I see a younger version of me.
Crazy.
Okay? What's Robinson's shortcoming? It's in the coverage.
It's in the coverage.
All right. So figure it out.
Somebody just said Patrick Queen is only 24.
He's a kid. Yeah.
He's just.
You're about to get his three best years. You're about to get his three best years.
You should. Yeah. Yeah. You should. Absolutely, man. So I love that narrative, though, too, because hearing him. And just his competitive nature, that's what he thrives off of, is telling me what you can't do. And that's probably why Coach T had something to say. Somebody said, we misjudged Kenny. They did. The fans, or we all did. So I asked Rob Thomas, by the way, I said, what do you mean Rob Thomas misjudged Kenny? What do you mean we misjudged Kenny? So I love to know that. There's so many comments right now that I'm missing it. Either way, I'll see it.
Yeah, the same people that are going to say that we're talking about nothing but quarterbacks are the ones that are filling this thing up here with stuff on quarterbacks, and we're talking about Patrick Queen.
I got no problem with talking quarterback. I got a really good one.
All right, well, let's do that. Let's
do
that.
You
want
to do it now, or you want to come back and do it?
No, let's do it. Let's get right to it. Hey. It's the only segment that matters, by the way.
And that's Hey Mom.
At DK Pittsburgh Sports, we take pride in coverage that connects our city's fans to their favorite teams. Now, that connection's stronger than ever. Introducing our all-new state-of-the-art app. Find expert inside reporting and original podcasts. Check live box scores. Track the latest stats. Chat it up with our community of thousands of fans, all in one place. The new app from DK Pittsburgh Sports. Coverage that connects.
Well, just to close out the defense, Rod brings up a really good point that can be an entire show in the near future.
Yeah, slot corner. Let me say he's worried about slot corner. There's still holes to be filled.
There are holes to be filled.
Yeah, and you still got a draft, and it's still, I'm talking about late free agency, that's a part of it too. Let's get to the only segment that matter, man. Jeff Wagner got a good one, DK. I like
this. All right, let's see it.
Jeff, and I had it star, says, was the defense calling and dining with Wilson after signing, or signs that they were all ready for a change? That's your answer right there, right? When you asked us earlier, is it more of a defensive minded storyline than it is offensive. To me, hearing those guys call him, tweet about Russ and Justin and other quarterbacks, I think lets you know what was somewhat going on inside of the building. I think it somewhat lets you know also, again, DK, you say, don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. You've been, and I love that because it's so much fluff in all this reporting. But when it comes down to how a quarterback is with this team, look at what the defense was doing. Openly recruiting, openly celebrating the fact that Russ was in, because to them in their mind, before anything else gets kicked off, that gives them a sense of stability as far as the guy calling the plays and running the offense is competent enough to do it. That excites them. That lets them know that they're going to be competitive this year. So, Jeff Wagner, I don't know if that's any signaling or signs, but me as a player, looking at my defense champion, other people not on my team that are new to my team, and I'm there, let you know. And I've seen the crap this past weekend, DK, about did or did he not ask to be sat down and all this type of stuff. Like, if there was a guy inside of the building as far as Kenny was concerned, right? Whatever the truth of that, he didn't want to dress. He said he wanted to dress. He was blindsided. But, right, the defense is letting you know how they actually felt about him as a teammate. You don't see people openly recruiting a guy when he's the best teammate you can have. I'll put it this way. In 2017, we ended up having the ability to get Joe Hayden. You know why the offense wanted Joe Hayden? Because we got tired of
football.
We got tired of our cornerbacks in games giving up cupcakes.
I was there in Foxborough. I remember.
You remember that. That's why they were openly recruiting Russell. It ain't to say that we don't love them dudes, but yeah, if I got the ability to upgrade them as a teammate because of their play, give me the better option. I like winning more than I like somebody's feelings. It's like that sometimes.
Yeah, I think one of the points that I've been making here in the past couple of weeks a lot is that there is a window as applied to where the Steelers want to be and when they want or when they need to become Super Bowl champions or not. And almost all of that window is on the defensive side of the football. When the defensive guys were the ones who were the most behind the scenes outspoken about the improved quarterback play late in the 2023 season, that's because they don't have 3 years for another, okay? And I'm sure that's what they were envisioning, no matter who else internally was going to be the quarterback in 2024. And then they hear Russell Wilson and they go, whoa, shortcut.
Shortcut.
Shortcut. Let's do that. This guy's actually won one. Let's do that. I would have been stunned if the defensive guys weren't of the mindset to go get him, knowing them like I do.
Right.
This is what they went for here. And, you know, Cam's not going to have five more cracks at this.
No.
Okay. TJ might not. Minka might not. You have three special players, maybe more, as we mentioned earlier, in Patrick Queen and Joey Porter Jr., in Alex Highsmith. What portion of your defense is that already? Six, seven guys?
I'm saying. Throw Keanu Okay. Ben is a young guy, but he's.
They want to do it now. Yep. They want to do it now. Okay. Yeah, you mentioned Benton, right? I mean, there's some players on that side of the football, and the time to win is now. So yes, absolutely, they were going to be all in on Russell, no question about that. Let's see what else we have. What else did you like there, Moan? Rico. Rico. Let's do Rico. He says he's surprised at Kenny Pickett's attitude toward Russell Wilson being signed. I would have thought it would have charged him up and brought out his competitive spirit. Did I misjudge him? I'm going to repeat what I reported last Friday on, in a weekly Friday Insider feature that I do on DK Pittsburgh Sports. And that is that what put Kenny off was not Russell signing. What put him off was that he had been told upon Russell signing that there was still going to be a competition. Okay. The following morning, he was told instead that the Steelers were going to view and to treat Russell as QB1, entering OTAs and then entering Latrobe. Well, what's that? So regardless of how you feel about it, and I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer that Russell Wilson would be QB1 in that setting, okay? He felt, I'm not defending, I'm not being his lawyer or anything, I'm literally relaying to you what I've heard actually happened. And that is that he felt that he had been, what's the word here? Lied to.
Hosed.
Hosed, you know, dragged along. I don't know. Whatever it is. Again, I'm not defending it. I don't happen to agree with his stance. I don't think he's been anywhere near good enough to be proclaiming or declaring that he should be a starter anywhere. But that's what actually happened.
I want to ask you guys, in the comments, I got the computer up and I got my phone up. How does that make you feel as a franchise that was your franchise potential quarterback's reaction to that? You understand them? I'd love to know you guys' comments on that one right there.
Because it's a double-edged thing, Moan. Because on one hand, you have Mike Tomlin saying for 2 years, I love his competitive fire. He is such a this and that, and he believes in himself. That is one confident young man. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And all the time he's saying that, we're all going, yeah, that sounds good. But then when it all hits the wall, this is what comes out. Yeah. You know, not everybody's as comfortable with the exact same concept.
Soft. I didn't like it. Forget the quitter. Gen Z, a W2F, and damn, man, all at once. Immaturity. So for the ones in there that say why this happened, Pittsburgh's a hard place. I'm going to be real with y'all. It is. Because of you guys that we appreciate. Love that, okay? Because of you guys, there's an expectation to win by any means necessary, man. And I know it ain't been perfect as of late, but look back at the way this has unfolded for him. Do you think you made the right decision to move on? No matter if Russ is bad or Justin Fields never start for you, you still got them for under really? $6 million.
And the one area when I mentioned earlier, you know, that the daylight between Omar Khan and Kevin Colbert and their practices and philosophies is not as great as people are making it out to be this week. Okay. However, this goes back to a conversation you and I had regarding a different player. I'd say it was about a year ago or so when you had KC on the show. And that's Chase Claypool. And the way that Omar very aggressively handled Claypool in sending him to the Bears, I don't want to say at the first sign of adversity, but go ahead. Because you're the one that had this conversation.
The first sign of adversity as far as...
just that he moved Chase when he didn't like what he saw. He moved him. And maybe Kevin with his personality and the way he believes in draft picks and his patience and everything. Now you remember. Okay.
Yeah. It's weird because like you said, it is two different personalities.
Yes.
But which Kev
matters.
But Kev loves seeing it through. He does. He's a football guy. He's a watch this grow. But again, here's the other thing too, DK. I cannot go without Kev also had 7 to lay his head down at night with.
Amazing. Ben's never looked better than he has these past 2 years.
That's why I'm hoping if he chooses not to do a podcast because it's overexposing him, just let that guy go off into the sunset and just be what he was. But yes, as far as it pertains to Chase Claypool, like you want these certain things, but you're not giving the production on the field to warrant you to be this loud. I told you guys, when it comes down to Coach Tomlin and how he deals with players, and it seems to be Omar too, they'll deal with you as long as you got a good penny and a pretty penny in their emotional data bank. And right now, Kenny didn't have one. It seemed like at least with Deontay, they tried to get something before it ran out.
And yeah, that's where this has gone. I just wanted to point out that one thing is that there are some differences between the two. It's just not like it's night and day.
Kev, he cares. And Omar does too. Yeah. I don't want to make Omar seem like he's heartless.
Michael says, was the Justin Fields signing going to, it was actually a trade, going to happen regardless of Kenny Pickett's reaction in the trade? Do you think they were going to pursue Fields either way?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I appreciate the contribution on that question. Now, that's a tough one to answer. I'd say they probably had some conversation, and it seems to me whenever Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta, his agent said that they told the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields' agent, he wants to go to Pittsburgh. So I'm not sure if this happened before the weekend or before Friday. Or did this happen when Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta? There may have already been some motion between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh anyway.
And would Fields have wanted to come here and be three if they had kept Kenny Pickett in the role at two, which apparently was the intent, judging by what they had told him the night before, telling him that he wasn't the starter?
The petty me want to say Justin would have beat him out, but I don't know that.
Yeah. Joshua Dobbs says, I was all in on Kenny. Sometimes things just don't work out. Best of luck.
That's fair.
I think it's very fair.
That's very fair.
I mean, this whole thing about kicking people on the way out and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they earned it. I'm not there.
Me either. But my thing is just now that we can peel back some of the layers on what went down and how it went down. Kenny spoke, the Steelers spoke. Heck, and you got two new guys in Pittsburgh right now that seems to really want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. What more can you ask for?
Mm-hmm. James wants to know, hey, Moan, how do you deal with the fifth-year option of Najee Harris and Justin Fields, both of which, by the way, are for next year?
This is what I do. I let Najee play on his, and if you feel like Justin's going to be your guy, I do what Green Bay did with him also, with Jordan Love. You got the same similar situation. You say, all right, we'll make sure you took care of. I don't know if that's – I keep throwing numbers around, man. What suffices a bridge starting quarterback? $18 million for Justin? I mean, they gave –
Well, no, his fit here is going to be 25 points.
But if they just extend that out, there has to be a way to work that to where they just extending and giving him a little bump or something like that. There's a way to figure that one out to where they don't have to overcommit to him. And I'll say this too. We're looking at timelines of contracts too. What is Cam's numbers going to look like? What is Minka's numbers, TJ numbers, and stuff like that? There's ways to get it done. It's a matter of what Justin proves moving forward.
And Pat Freiermuth is in that mix as well. So there's going to be three of them in there. So there's a lot of stuff there. I'll tell you one thing that I don't have any patience for, and I'm going to put it up here anyway just to kind of make the point. Is where is this thing about skipping an exit interview? I just saw it a second ago. Kenny skipping it, an exit interview. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Again, all that you've got going on right now, somebody's been gone for 3 or 4 days. They know that he can't say anything really to defend himself. And if you saw his press conference today, he really wasn't in the mind frame to do that anyway. He just kept saying, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be an Eagle and whatever else here. And then it was like, well, what about this other thing that got started in Pittsburgh? You know, and it was just like, yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't great.
Yeah. By the way, Toy Soldier brought up the Van Jefferson signing too, by the way. Moves have been made. You're right, Van Jefferson, but that's a 1 year. Not sure. Again, there's still maybe one, maybe two wide receivers. I had the Calvin Austin conversation come up too. I saw that question been asked 2-3 times. Can he, you know, replace Deontay Johnson? I don't know. We're talking about the same type of players that's doing that type of replacing. The thing about Calvin Austin to me is he can't be a trinket. He has to be a part of the offense if he's going to make up what we're losing with Deontay.
This one comes in as long as we're closing out the Kenny thing, and I really hope we are for the week. From Jimmy, who says, hey, Moan, has Kenny thanked the Steelers and the fans yet publicly?
He said some stuff. Yeah, he put a post out there and a Steelers jersey.
In a Steelers jersey, and he didn't explicitly name the Steelers or anybody associated with the Steelers, but he said Pittsburgh, and he referenced the years that he's been here, obviously including his extensive time at Pitt. And really, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. There's so much legitimate football stuff that we could be doing, you know. Patrick Queen is a Steeler.
Here's the thing real quick, DK, and I know you got an airport to go to.
Oh, I actually do have a flight to catch about an hour.
Good right now, man. But here's the thing.
Kenny's, I forgot about that.
I know. I got to keep you to it. Kenny's failure is based upon being drafted in the wrong year to the wrong team that needed a quarterback. Ain't no other way around it, y'all. No. Like, going somewhere else where he could have and should have sat would have been a whole lot better for him, and instead of being in this microwave environment and society of we need it now. That's Kenny's biggest issue is there. That city has pressure. I don't think y'all understand that. The pressure to win, DK, you have been there for decades, is heavy. in Western Pennsylvania. And it's probably the same way in Philly, too. But that black and gold and the lack of Super Bowl and the lack of deep playoff race, Kenny was supposed to be the guy to do all those things. And Kenny wasn't the guy because of OC, maybe O-line play, maybe too young on the offense. There's a lot of things that going on. So I'm giving Kenny that amount of grace. But the pouting and other little small things, I'll never, ever, as a teammate and as a fan of a team, want to deal with that.
Now, when Rochelle gives you an instruction, that's an instruction. That's one that's to be taken seriously here.
Facts. We sponsored by Rochelle.
You know, that's kind of how it goes. She calls the shots around here. That said, I want to, before we get to the closing segment here, where did this one go from Greg here? I just lost it now. Uh-oh. It was actually a pretty good one. It was about, here it is. He says several people keep revisiting the Kenny refused to dress in Seattle nonsense. It did not happen. Okay, Kenny did not refuse to suit up as third quarterback. There's stuff that did happen, and I've reported it last Friday, but it wasn't that. And Moan, when we get off the show today, I'm going to tell you how I know that. And hopefully from there, you can relay to people, oh, geez, wow, okay.
Yeah. We got a contribution question from Levi. I'm not sure we got to. It's a general football question real quick. He goes, hey, Moan, DK, do you think we will see some special packages that include Russ and Justin, maybe some design runs or RPOs for Fields? I don't like my quarterback running like that unless I know I'm about to win with him. You got to think about this again. Levi is very smart defensive coordinators and analysts on that side of the ball. He goes trotting out there for RPO and running the ball. Again, I'm cocky because I played in the friggin' North. They're going to sniff that out because that's what we did with teams that did crap like that. Okay, and think about it. You're playing a guy in Baltimore that we do those same things to. Don't you think they can't wait to return that favor too? Do I love the package idea of it? 100%. But do I want to see him running at an extensive rate? Not really. Get him to the sideline for positive yards. We've seen what it looked like with other quarterbacks that try to do that type of stuff. Carry on.
We'll be right back in a minute. You know, sometimes people ask you, like, how do you know for sure? How can you say it's one person's word against another? And I'm going to tell you.
You're going to tell me. I've been wondering because I know you got a flight. God, Lee DK, this is too good.
Yeah.
But why is the other side of your story from somebody else seeming so true? Like, where are their sources? Is it?
Well, here's the problem with it is that the fictitious story aligns with his behavior. So people say, well, that's plausible. I could believe that. I could see that happening. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. And you know what? It would to me too.
Okay.
But it didn't actually happen.
So DK,
that's kind of a problem, you know?
So here's the thing. DK,
I've been as critical of Kenny as anybody.
You have.
Okay, now all of a sudden I'm seen as his biggest defender. No, I'm just pointing out that this one specific thing did not happen.
I can't wait till you tell me. Goodness.
What were you going to say?
Nah, you've been a big J journalist. You can't report on it because you got integrity. Me, on the other hand, my J is lowercase. Now, I ain't going to report on it. But we can talk about it in small detail. So, yeah, I can't wait.
We're about to do that. If any of you have flies on the wall, send them now.
Oh, me, oh, my. I'm seeing somebody, C-Note said who we think it was. Is that somebody's next reporter? You ain't even got to answer it. Or is it somebody that's podcasting like
me? No. Wait, what?
Somebody said who they think it was that said it. Who's been spreading it around? C-Note Stacks said
No. This has nothing to do with reporters or anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay,
This is about, you know, what actually happened in the room and who. This is from somebody who was in the bleeping room.
See, you at Dr. K side right there,
man. All right, guys.
Tomorrow.
Need to catch. Yep. Bye-bye.
Peace.